Lars and Lay discuss no improvement in travel times for interstate bridge project. Radio talk show host Lars Larson and Clark County Today reporter John Lay discuss issues related to the interstate bridge replacement program.
I wanted to get John Lee on for just a moment because he's been dogged about pursuing some of the biggest, most expensive, most consequential public works projects that are going on in the Northwest. And one of those is the connection between Oregon and Washington across a bridge that was supposed to have been replaced more than a decade ago. That project has been an out-of-control monster, in my point of view. Years ago, they said it was going to cost $4 billion to build the bridge. And then we realized that when you look closely at it, it was a light rail project with a little bit of bridge attached and not much of one. And now they're taking a second swing at it, the two states, to try to fix this choke point that is probably the worst choke point between Canada and Mexico along the Interstate 5 corridor that goes up and down the West Coast. So, John, welcome back to the program. What can you tell my audience you've learned about what it is they're going to try and pitch to us? How much is it going to cost? And are we getting another light rail project with nothing much of a bridge attached?
Well, Lars, you nailed it all, as usual. The rejected CRC was going to be $3.5 billion and offer a one-minute improvement in the morning southbound commute for people. And now they're talking between $3 and $5 billion. And just this past week, the project administrator was asked a very direct question by Oregon Senator Lou Frederick. Frederick said, "How much time will people save?" And that is exactly what the average citizen wants to know, because they're stuck in traffic roughly at 12 hours a day. And Johnson punted and said, "Well, we really don't know. We are only going to put three through lanes on the new bridge, which is exactly what it's replacing. So clearly, if you replace a congested three-lane bridge with three new lanes, you're not going to solve traffic congestion problems, let alone spending $3 to $5 billion for it."
And they really have no idea how they're going to pay for that, do they? Do they have any idea where the money's going to come from?
Well, they're hoping Uncle Sugar, in terms of President Biden and Congress, are going to tee up a bunch of quote-unquote free money, but the answer is no. Johnson has told the legislators in the community you can expect tolls, which was part of the CRC project, but in reality, they don't know. Both states have been told to expect to write a check for $1 billion or more, plus tolling and hopefully some level of federal money that nobody is willing to specify.
You know, John, there's another issue that you brought up that I hadn't really thought of, although it reminded me of a story years ago when they were replacing a 911 dispatch center. And the city, in that case, the city of Portland, said, "Let's build it to the old earthquake standards. The new ones are about to kick in." And they deliberately, you know, diminished the earthquake preparedness. You pointed out they're building this to a 500-year standard rather than build it to the ultimate earthquake that could hit the bridge. Is that the case?
Yes, that was an amazing revelation during the meeting where one of their lead managers briefed that he responded to an email question I asked and said they would be building it to a 500-year medium-level earthquake standard, as opposed to normal plans call for a 1,000-year standard. The Columbia River crossing was allegedly tasked with providing a 2,500-year standard. And, of course, that tees up the whole reason, allegedly, for building this project. As the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, said, is this could come down in even the smallest earthquake. Oh, come on. You know, talk about political hyperbole. And the reality is the Cascadia subduction zone happens roughly every 1,000 years. And it's been 320 years since the last time it shook. And most of the experts say, realistically, there's a 10 to 14% chance of that level, a magnitude 9.0 earthquake, happening in the next 50 years. And so that means you're looking at an 86 to 90% chance it's not going to happen in 50 years. But if you're going to spend this kind of money, by golly, it ought to be pretty sound. But that's not what they're looking at, which again gets us to the point, why are they building this?
Well, and
you,
John,
and I know they want a light rail project in search of a bridge.
Right, which, by the way, the last time it was voted on in Oregon, it was voted down. The last time it was voted on in Clark County in any way, it was voted down. The people have said, no, we don't want it. And the elites have said, we're going to do it anyway. The reason I raised the earthquake question, John, and I'm having to reach back, but this was quite a while ago. They rebuilt a 911 center about 20 years ago. And somebody called me who was an engineer and said, hey, they're building it to the old standard. The new standard kicks in a few months. And I said, well, then why are they building it to the old standard instead of saying, well, at least meet the new standard? And he said, there's no good reason. I said, how much more would it cost to build it for a 9 earthquake? And he said, about 5 or 6% more. Now, John, if somebody's going to build, let's say, a $100 million project, and it's going to cost $5 million more if you build it to the tougher earthquake standard. And the same engineer pointed out to me that, I think it was Albertsons, was building a big data processing center, you know, for all their stores, and that they had built theirs to thoroughly withstand a 9. And why? Because after the earthquake, they want to be back in business. So they built a building for their data center to say, we're going to protect that stuff so that, you know, we're not back in business 2 years later. You know, all the cash registers go down, all the, you know, the other infrastructure for ordering and everything else. And it costs them a tiny fraction to build it more. This is a choice where if they make the choice to say build 1,000-year, 2,000-year, or 500-year, I suspect, and I'd love to know the number, somebody has to know the number, is it going to cost maybe 5% more? If you're going to spend $3 billion on something, would you really stint on spending 5% more to make sure that your new $3 billion or $5 billion bridge isn't knocked down by an earthquake that just happens to go outside the expectations?
You're absolutely right. Let me tee up one other amazing fact.
Real quick.
I did some digging. ODOT estimates it needs to spend $5.1 billion to do seismic upgrades or replace nearly 1,000 bridges throughout the entire state on those state-owned highways. Why would anybody spend $5 billion on one interstate bridge when you could fix the entire state's bridges for that $5 billion?
That's a great way to put it. That's John Lee. I'll get to Nays.